Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Time for you to let them stand in your.
Welcome back. 17-2. That's right. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. That's the Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back, ARS. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Levin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, entrepreneur extraordinaire, purveyor and leader of the RSL Media.
Yeah, that's right.
RSL Media Company and the RSLmedia.com. Check out that website. So this is a content marketing. This is your new gig. This is content marketing. And you transitioned from the company that started out as a media company with magazine and everything, and you sold that off, and now you're doing content marketing. And tell us how that works.
So we're doing it for some of our clients. Many years ago, back before the term content marketing came up by a terrific guy named Joe Polizzi. So we've been doing this, which is we do customized events for companies and stuff like that. So now, just to illustrate what it looks like, you know, for example, we do a quarterly magazine, which is doing very well for Time Warner Cable Business Class, which just merged with Charter. And this magazine gets mailed through their customers and prospects, about 150,000 copies per issue. Anybody can see it, by the way, because the content, it's very similar to the content that we do in the New York Enterprise Report. As our clients have said, it's a magazine that you would expect to see on the newsstand. You can see it at solvemagazine.com. We've done webinars for clients. We do content for their website. We help them on the strategic side of content. We're getting more and more involved with our clients with content and automation. If it's a big company that sells to small business, we can help them. We help them with their content.
And you know, Rob, one of the things that you're doing, what you're doing, is what I keep telling my audience about, and this is finding a niche that needs to be filled as a result of companies trying to they want to accomplish things with their customers without bringing on people on board to do it themselves, and it's outsourcing.
Well,
it's just like about my book. I've got a whole chapter on outsourcing. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to small business. Without outsourcing, you wouldn't have a job, Rob.
That's right. Well, not only that, but we also use a lot of freelancers as well for what we do. We're always looking for the best person for that particular project. For us, you're right. It is a niche, and it's just a niche we naturally fell into. As a couple of our clients have said, we like you guys because you do good work, but you do great work because you guys were a media company. You understand how to do this. You understand the market. Mm-hmm. You understand how to write for the market, etc.
So now you're helping these folks reach their customers. You're helping your customers help their customers, aren't you? That's one of the most important things to do these days.
Jim, one of the coolest things that happened in the past few weeks is I had a client who sent me an email, said, we just landed a $30,000 a month customer. And the salesperson gave a lot of the attribution to the magazine that you guys do for us. And she said, we spent over $1 million based on what they pay us and print runs and all that other stuff, all these other costs. You know, but we've been doing this now for 2.5 years for them, and she said we've earned our money back.
Wow! Congratulations.
Now that's just on the story that you hear about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool.
It's a good feeling when you pull that off and you got a customer that can give you that kind of feedback. And of course, you know, that's what you live for as a small business owner. You know, hopefully you're making money, but you're also hoping to make a difference. And this is one of the things, Rob, that I always try to remind small business owners about. You know, sometimes And I remember days when you and I talked about we were having some pretty tough days, the two of us, you know, back especially after 08, right? And,
yeah.
And we were both having some tough days. And so, you know, when you sometimes you can get into a little bit of a funk and you wonder if you're meaning anything to anybody, if your life has a purpose. And I just remind small business owners that every day that you're open for business, somehow or another, you're making a difference for other people. It's what small business owners do, what you're doing, Rob, is important every day.
Thank you for saying that. I agree with you in terms of all the other business owners out there. By the way, Jim, I'm now telling our clients that when you refer, if you refer to them internally, you can call them small business owners. I'm actually starting a campaign. I want to take the word small out. First of all, it's implied, right?
Business owner.
Almost every business owner is a small business owner. And who wants to be, you know, companies are small, but owners aren't small. They're actually huge.
I agree with you. And a lot of times when I'm writing about small business owners, I just say business owner because one thing it saves a word, right? But the other thing is, but you know, the truth is, I've had big companies ask me, is it okay to call you guys small business owners? We actually don't mind it.
It's true. I don't think anybody necessarily minds it.
I like your thought. I think that's a good idea. Business owner.
But going back to 2008, I mean, I remember you and I being on the phone. I mean, first of all, a lot of people didn't know the phone was going to rise.
That's right.
I don't know how many people remember this. But
we were just glad to hear. I was just glad to hear the phone ring when you called, or vice versa. Right.
That's right. And you know, at times like that, it's great to talk with another business that understands.
Yeah. But people are nodding their head. People are nodding their head right now, Rob. RSLmedia.com. What's the S stand for?
That's a long story.
Well, I want to hear it.
You want to hear it now?
Right now.
Okay.
No, just the word. What's it stand for? Quick break. We'll figure it out after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.